And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
With Rock Cod Rec Mexo. We're live at North County Ford and Vista. Come on down, beautiful Vista, right off Vista Village Drive there at 78, and you can't miss it here. North County Ford, what a great place. And we have a couple of great guests here. We have Ken Corwin, the North County man himself from Ken's Custom Reels in Oceanside, and Michael from North County Ford is going to join us too. So we have the Shimano Casting Contest in full swing now. We have a lot of great stuff to give away. So come on down to North County Ford or join us right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app or radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hello, this is Bill Varney from CCA California with a warning to all California anglers. Assembly Bill 3030 is here. AB 3030 proposes to conserve at least 30% of California's water and land by 2030. To date, California has already restricted or placed off limits nearly 40% of the fishable coast. With a current network of more than 145 marine protected areas, California is already recognized as a world leader in marine conservation. The state legislature is working quickly to make these possible closures a reality with no input from anglers. Are you going to let them take your fishing away again? It's time to join CCA if you're not already a member and stand up for your right to fish. Taking steps to help is easy. Join CCA if you're not already a member. Donate to CCA to fund the fight. Volunteer with CCA to join our army to help stand up for anglers and our right to fish. You'll find more information and a link to join at ccacalifornia.org.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great day to come on down to North County Ford, hang out, talk some fishing. Yeah. Ken Corwin's here. Today's going to be a good day,
yeah,
man.
It's going to be fun. So come on, join us. Easy to find. We have Michael Genova from North County Ford. How do you tell people to come to North County Ford? Yeah, you're on.
What's up, Michael?
78 West Vista Way, Vista Village. I mean, you can't miss it. It's a massive Ford sign, let's be honest.
So you just take 78 from either way.
Either way.
And get off at Vista Village Drive.
Yes, sir.
And then you just turn either left or right. You go kind of basically north.
Yep, correct.
And you can't miss it.
Yep.
We're right here. We're right in the front here. And what's been exciting here at North County Ford?
Honestly, the new Bronco reveal. It's all the rage right now. We want to see those so badly right now. But those, the new Raptors coming out soon, everything.
A lot happening.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
North County Ford is huge.
There are
some serious inventory here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you guys sell some cars and trucks.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and there's still a lot of incentives too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Ford still even has 0% interest rates going on for almost every single vehicle.
Yep. What? 0%?
Yep. Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
Ford's trying to help pull out right now, so they're 0% interest rates. It's making it really easy for everyone.
Yeah, that's good. So any idea when the new Bronco's coming?
Oh, man, we're hoping the Sport by the end of this year and the two-door, four-door by sometime early next year.
Wow, that's going to be exciting.
Very.
Yeah, but in the meantime, that new Ranger is awesome.
Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Have you driven one yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh, they're powerful.
I hear they're fantastic.
Right? They're super fun, honestly. They tow plenty. I mean, they're fantastic room everywhere. It's good trucks.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we'll talk a lot more about Ford and North County Ford. Ken Corwin is here, Mr. North County from Ken's Custom Reels. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Good morning, guys.
And what's going on? Has it been a little bit busy at Ken's Custom
crazy.
Reels?
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. Since the party boat started running, what a incredible season going on.
Yeah.
And today the weather's coming down.
Yep.
Fish are biting. And the Padres are in first place.
How about that, huh? Yeah.
All things that makes Ken happy.
Yeah. People listening to us on the Fan are definitely stoked on that.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about that. So what has been the hot ticket? You're telling people want to probably go catch some bluefin, right?
Yep. It's all about the bluefin. And, you know, on the party boats, 25-pound fly line outfit and a 50-pound sinker rig and go get them.
50-pound sinker rig. So explain that. There hasn't been a lot of talk about how to set that sinker rig up.
Ken's an expert. So ask Ken.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Not my type of fishing, but it sure is effective. I mean, when the fish are down, it's a rubber band, a torpedo sinker. The weight depends on how hard the wind's pushing the boat. But you need to get down in that zone where the fish are. And on the way down, very slow, deliberate sink so that you don't let the sinker get below the bait and have the bait wrap up on your line. So real deliberate, hard to do. Let it down. And then,
let it down easy.
But it's all about fishing it, though, not blindly dropping it down and waiting for, you know, you're working just as hard as you would be if you were fly line.
Maybe stop it when you think you're getting down in that zone for a moment. Let it go down a little bit. If you get through what you think the depth is, where the skipper's telling you where those fish are, then put your reel in low gear. In low gear. That way you can't wind too fast.
Okay.
And slowly wind it back up through that zone again. And an awful lot of the bites come on that retrieve. It's like you're trolling that bait back to the boat.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
So nose hook. I've found this is not my type of fishing, but since I've been forced to try it this year, it seems to me that a non-ringed circle hook works better. Like maybe a number one or a number one aught, non-ringed circle hook, seems to not get turned and fouled in the bait in that process. Going down and back.
Yeah.
I'm all about a ringed hook normally, but after trying a couple different hooks, it seems like tying direct to the eye of the hook keeps that hook a little more stable, and it doesn't have that tendency to flip and get hooked back in the sea.
You're not helicoptering your bait back to the boat. That's great info.
Yeah,
yeah,
really good.
Awesome.
So why 50 pound?
Why not?
Why not? So what you're saying
you
is it's going to get
40 or 50 pounds.
40 or 50 pounds is going to get bit just as well as 25 fly line.
Well, down in that zone.
Why not 30 Why not 30 fly line?
If you want to bite, I'd stick with 25.
is that right?
Yeah,
so the bites are coming back on
it's
that lighter line.
And that most of that the fly line stuff is the smaller fish, so you can handle it on 25-pound. If you hook a little one, a bit bigger one, it is sport fishing, so have some fun with it.
Yeah.
But when you go down with that sinker, you can just fish heavier. With fluorocarbon on both fly line or
and circle hook on both.
You know, sometimes if it's touchy fishing up on the surface, sometimes a J-hook will help you. I think you handle your bait a little bit. It's all about the bait. So handling the bait a little bit easier with a J-hook, small J-hook.
Yeah.
I like that Owner Offshore number two for that ringed.
Okay, small.
Small, sharp, easy to get in there.
Okay.
But there's a lot of good number two hooks
sure,
out there.
Sure, absolutely.
That just one that
you use.
Yeah, that's the current hook of choice.
Yeah, there's lots. I know Gamakatsu makes a great ring hook, too.
They make that little bit lighter wire.
The lighter wire,
Like a one in that in their Nautilus.
Right. Ooh, that's a nice
knot ring. That knot. One, that's a small, skinny hook. You don't damage that bait much.
Yes.
Goes through real nice and
real,
easy.
Real nice
easy
and
to
easy.
Hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're way better off with a circle hook, but sometimes it just seems like the circle hook, I change to J-hook and the bites come. So that's why you should have all that stuff in your tackle box.
Got to
so
have
you
it
can
all.
Figure it out.
Yeah. So, Ricky, you were just saying that the San Diego, Captain Ryan Bastian, reported Guadalupe-style yellowfin tuna fishing close to home.
I thought that was the coolest thing. I was just scrolling through a little social media before we started the show this morning. Yeah, those were his exact words. Guadalupe-grade yellowfin 20 miles from his doorstep. Like, I mean, it was
unreal.
And it was legitimate 50-pound yellowfin on the deck of the San Diego yesterday.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
How about that, huh?
Awesome.
Close to home and within one-day range?
This season's going to be good.
Yeah.
Hey, it's August 1st today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's August 1st. Hey, it's also a big day for me. I go on Medicare today, which is really
cool. Hey, congratulations.
I turned 65 at the end of the month, but Medicare kicks in today.
Look at you.
Save a little money there, right? How about that?
Well, and all the doctors love you if you have Medicare.
Yeah, that's right, because they get paid.
You're a welcome.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's a good thing. So, August, September could be
oh my gosh.
Epic.
I mean, just look at what has been happening and now is really all kind of coming together. The trophy lifetime big grade is still very much available if the situation is right for it. You know, I mean, anytime you're trophy hunting, you're not going to fill the boat full of fish. So for an open party trip, maybe makes a little bit less sense. But if you're on a multi-day trip or you're on a charter and you want to go focus on big ones, that's definitely available. Fantastic quantity fishing for good, you know, really nice size, well-biting bluefins available, you know, closer to home. Now with the influx of all that big yellowfin biting close to home, there's foamer fish, there's long drift fish, there's trophy fish. I mean, it's all coming together.
It is. And here's a crazy thing. Harold Davis from Davis Boats up there in Paso Robles said they're catching bluefin 5 miles off of Morro Bay.
Yes.
How about that, huh, Ken?
All the way up through
Monterey. How about bluefin off a Half Moon Bay? I mean, there was fish just shy of San Francisco, 150-pounders.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Catch salmon and a bluefin on the same spot, right? How about that?
Pete Grosbeck came by the shop the other day and said, "You got to listen to this. Hurry up, listen." And he pulls out his phone and he calls his boss, the owner of the boat. And you could tell he was frazzled. He goes, "Tell him what you just told me." He goes, "I'm pulling on an effing big one right now." And like, he called us live from Half Moon Bay. They went out in the morning, caught a limit of salmon, and then we're pulling on a 150-pounder right after that. And
San Francisco area.
Nobody up there has, you know.
Whoop, there it is. See, Ricky, you called it.
I was guessing it was going to take us five casters.
Well,
I didn't think it. I don't think
minutes.
It made it. I don't think we made it to five casters.
Yeah. Now let's see if they
tangle the casting contest.
Now I would say you'd probably want to cut that off and then get it out of there, right?
That's
probably would be the big suggestion. So in case you're wondering what we're talking about,
I wouldn't have done that.
We've got some banners.
We've
got some banners here at North County Ford and Vista, which we're broadcasting live right now, and we have a great crowd. Thanks everybody for coming out. And we have tangled one of the banners in the casting contest, the Shimano casting contest. So that's kind of our comic entertainment right now. So we're trying to get it all undone there. But
so again, rather than cutting and dropping, we're going to go for another shot.
Yeah.
But
hey,
whatever.
Well, let's see how long it takes them to untangle this. But in the meantime,
cut the line, and then retie it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the best thing. Yeah. But anyway, so here we are talking about bluefin and yellowfin, and but there's a lot of inshore stuff happening, but the water got cold, didn't it, Ken? Off of Oceanside, right?
Oceanside, it rolled.
We're talking about 62, 63?
Yeah, it dropped, depending on where you were on the coast, from 9 to 11 degrees, like, almost overnight.
Wow.
And it shut everything.
Wow.
Completely down.
Yeah.
It's starting to warm back up, but that was dramatic.
That was dramatic.
Yeah. So. Yeah, for sure. There you go. Now we can hear him. Yeah. But so that's kind of shut the intro. So like a lot of the half-day boats had to go rock-cod fishing again, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
What was fun, though, about that is, you know, nobody had been fishing reds in a while. The only thing I say, like, at least I know that dolphin, and I'm sure everybody saw similar results. And you're right. I mean, obviously, you don't think about having to fish rock cod in the middle of July. It was like the best cod fishing those guys had all year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really good fishing.
Legitimate.
On big reds. It's
good stuff.
It's not the thing you think of when you think about going fishing in July, but boy, it was for the 1 or 2 week downturn where they had some cold water. They had some really good cod.
Really?
Yeah,
good cod for sure. So Michael, here at North County Ford, what's kind of the you have a customer come up and say, "I want to buy one of those Ranger pickups." What's that? What kind of boat's that going to tow?
I mean, what do you need to tow? Honestly, the thing can tow up to 5,500 pounds. It's
5,500 pounds.
It's a fantastic engine that they have gotten there. It's an EcoBoost engine, so you get great gas mileage. It tows plenty what you need, plenty of power because the turbocharger lasts forever. Whatever you need.
So what kind of gas mileage are you getting on a Ranger?
Oh, average around 23, 25.
Holy mackerel.
That's great.
For a truck, it's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I know they've been in short supply. You guys actually have them in stock?
Yeah, we do. We
you
actually do.
Do? Wow.
Take a color.
And 0% financing?
0% financing,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, is that on every Ford car and truck, new?
Just about. The Super Duties don't get it, and the Transits don't get it.
The Transits, okay.
But everything else is 0% for 72 months.
For 72 months. So you have free money, basically.
Free money. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah. Free money is good.
I know, right?
Yeah, we like that. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today here at North County Ford. Come on down and join us. We have a great crowd. We've got a ton of great prizes. We're giving away great AFCO gear. We got AFCO gloves, AFCO shirts, AFCO hats, AFCO bait nets, AFCO belts. We've got flat fall jigs. Tommy and Cowboy and Adam are helping people out. We've got Colt Snipers. Colt Snipers.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a prize in itself. That's not an easy thing to get your hands on these days.
And we have AFCO Cycle Pro fluorocarbon to give away, and Maui Jim gear. We have some Maui Jim cups and all kinds of great stuff. So tons of great stuff just for showing up. Just grab a ticket when you get here from Tommy or Adam or Cowboy, and they'll set you up with a ticket. Also, don't forget that random draw, too, right, Ricky?
Yeah, it's going to be a great time today. We've got a lot of fun. Again, everybody is eligible for winning the grand prize today. So many great things. And speaking of great prizes, if you step up to the microphone this morning, ask a question, talk to Ken, talk to Michael, you're going to get a shot at winning a fantastic prize, and that is a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This time it's the Piahi. It's a really, really popular pair of Maui Jims. We love them. This one's a really cool one. The frame, they call it the Mahi Mahi frame, and it's like the frame is colored, inspired by the colors of Dorado. It's like a green to yellow fade. It's a really good-looking frame. These have that great Maui HT lens, and, of course, that killer super thin glass Maui Jim is known for. So someone's getting a brand-new pair of Maui Jims. Also, we've got the casting contest going on in full swing. When the casting contest is not tangled up in one of the banners, one of the lucky casters that has the best score is going to win a multitude of great prizes. Today, we're giving away a Shimano rod. We're also giving away an Anza fillet knife. This one's the Yellowfin. It's a really nice knife from Anza. It's right up here, a beautiful handmade knife. And in addition to that, another place is going to win a killer Shimano lure package. This has got the brand new Shimano Orcas. It's got Colt Snipers. It's got flat fall jigs. A really nice prize. And, again, one of the big winners is going to be eligible for that grand prize.
Yeah, did you see this prize?
No, did you see
what's in there?
Trust me, I've been scoping it out. Yeah,
yeah.
There's Colt Snipers, there's flat falls, there's Orcas.
Like a lot of flat falls.
This is the kit for going fishing right now.
Yeah.
All the right sizes, too. 250s for your big ones, 130s for that midday fish. Like, this is a really serious Shimano lure package. And the winner is going to be qualified for winning that great grand prize. just like everyone who attends today is going to get a shot in a lucky bucket, and we're going to draw one of those people out for an opportunity at that great grand prize, which, again, is a trip for one on the Searcher on a limited load 8-day trip in November. So one random draw today, and one winner of the casting contest are each going to be in that contest to go on an 8-day this fall on the Searcher. So cool.
Yeah, indeed. All right.
Well, as you can hear, it's going to be a great show. If you want to join us on the phones this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973, or better yet, just come on down and join us. Tons of giveaways, lots of fun. We're live at North County Ford and Vista. When we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx Reel. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Colt Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open-party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup again, live here at North County Ford and Vista, having a great time, good weather. There is no reason not to come out and get in on the fun. There are so, I know Pete mentioned it already, there are so many giveaways on that table. All the APCO gear, the Shimano gear, there's clothing, there's lures, there's jigs, there's line. Like, this is a really good day to come out.
Stuff that's hard to get,
I know,
too. Yeah,
yeah,
right?
This is the ticket.
So, speaking of, so easy to find, North County Ford right here in Vista. It's Highway 78, Vista Village Drive, easy to find, and just come on down. It's all free. You just come sign up for the Shimano Casting Contest. You can win that 8-day trip on the Searcher. You can also win that 8-day trip on the Searcher by random qualify, indeed. So that's what you want to do, and definitely come on down. We have a special guy on the line right now, Captain Mike from the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Jimmy. How's it going?
What's up, Mike?
Doing great, man. I've been anxious to hear your call here because it's biting, right?
Yeah, you know what, off to a great start here this morning. We got four bluefin on the boat, and we've been pulling on a mystery fish on a rent rod here for the last 40 minutes or something. There has been some bigger yellowfin mixed in, as well as some of the bluefin. So very, very nice start to the morning, nice weather, which is a really nice change of pace from what we've seen here the last few days. Yesterday we had pretty good fishing for the conditions that we had, scratching away at some of that bigger yellowfin. Fish up into probably the mid 40 pound range, some really nice quality yellowfin on these 1 day trips, as well as assorted sized bluefin, anywhere from 12 pounds on up to 70 pounds locally here.
Jeez, unbelievable.
That's crazy.
And local, you know, you're talking a 70 pounder, that's well within 1 day range.
Oh, yeah. Now we've had some very, very good fishing here over the last week. Captain Buzz had a couple of days. The last trip, he had limits of bluefin on our day-and-a-half trip. We had very good fishing on several trips before that, you know, averaging 30, 40 bluefin a day, and as well as some yellowfin to go with it. And like I said, off to a great start here this morning. More bluefin on the boat, one hanging. I know Mike on the Civadon is just up swell with us. He checked in a little while ago. He's got 17 or 18 fish, and I think he's got, only got like 15 guys on the boat. So it's fighting.
Oh, yeah, it's fighting. Well, what's the schedule for the tribute out of Seaport Sport Fishing? How can we jump on board? Is there space available?
We are on the first day of a two-day charter here, Granite Construction. Nice start this morning. Tomorrow night is sold out. Monday night is a day and a half. Tomorrow night's a one-day. Monday night's a day and a half trip. As far as I know, there's a handful of spots left. And like I said, fishing's been very, very good here. A couple of other one-day trips throughout the week, and then our weekends are chartered. There has been an opening, and I will get together with Buzz about this, about the weekend of the 15th. If I can get Captain Buzz to come out here and drive the boat, I might see you guys.
Cool, I like it.
That sounds on that one.
Yeah. So let me know on that if we can get you into our world headquarters studio there in Point Loma. We'd love to have you come talk about all the tips and techniques from the guy right on the water.
Especially with how good this fish has been biting. Now, Mike, last time you talked to us, you were talking a lot about sinker rigs. Is it still the same? Is it back to fly line or lures? How should a guy come out and be set up right to go fishing on the tribute?
You know what? Last few trips, fly lining I don't know if it's worked better. It's just been the go-to. The sinker rig has been great. A lot of rent rods on the boat yesterday. We had a couple of kids get some of their nicer grade yellowfin on a sinker rig, and that's, you know, like 30 or 40 pound test, a 4 ounce, 5 ounce torpedo weight rubber banded onto it. Fluorocarbon is definitely a must, and with this style of fish and these little bit bigger yellowfin and bluefin around, I do highly recommend the circle hook. So keep those things on there. Our fish this morning have been fly line fish. And like I said, really nice change of weather. Yesterday at this time, I think we weren't digging it so much. And right now it's borderline flat, greasy calm. And I'm looking at other spots that stuff like that. When we're sliding on these spots of fish that are off, a lot of times everybody just assumes that you go to a fly line rig, which works great. But then you'll see the guy at the side of the boat, he drops the sinker rig over the side and gets fed. So always something to have in your arsenal.
Yeah, there you go. Well, if somebody wants to come aboard a tribute, grab a spot. Good weather for the next 3 days here. Jump in there with Mike on the tribute. How do we get a hold of you?
You can look through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. You can call Seaforth directly at 619-224-3383, and always take a look at our Facebook page. It's Tribute Sport Fishing. See the kind of fish and the quality of fish we've been catching here lately. As of right now, we are still in epic battle going on, I don't know, probably 50 minutes.
Wow.
His fellow anglers are supporting him. There's a guy handing him a beer right now, so we're good to go.
Well, go get him, Mike.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, right, Mike. Thanks for the on-the-water report. All right.
I'll let
good
you know
talk.
About the 15. Thank you, guys.
All right. Let me know. Thanks very much. I appreciate that. All right. Hey, we're here at North County Ford and Vista. Peter is first up. Peter and Vista. We're in his hometown, so that's only appropriate that he steps up to the mic first and has a chance to win that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Thanks for getting us kicked off, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
A couple of things. I've been fishing out of Oceanside on a 95 with the new owner, Rick Slavkin, now, and we've been doing very successful with the bluefin, doing it Ken's way. He's been telling us how to do it. We do it that way. I got a new Tranx 500. I threw a live bait out the other day with the 25-pound fluorocarbon. Got hit immediately. How do you put that thing in gear when the fish is on the run? Because it sounded like somebody learning how to drive a stick shift for the first time.
You know, funny you should bring that up. You know, that's the mechanism, the way that thing is set up, it's not
retrieve.
It's not really designed to throw it in gear at the speed of a bluefin, so that's probably what you hear happen. So it's hard for that pinion gear to get engaged onto the spool shaft. So, but if fly line is what you want to do with it,
well,
there you go.
It was the only rig I had set up like with the 25, and yeah. I tried to thumb it and then drop my tip fast to get it in gear, but yeah. It's still, I didn't buy it for that. I bought it to take down the Cedros to fish with Jeff, but I didn't. It has happened. Boy, that was my first experience with a bait caster on the run. Okay, so that's.
Did you get the fish?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing reel. It's powerful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I didn't know if I didn't. I heard that thing go, and I figured that reel was never going to make it. You know?
You did nothing wrong. It's just.
Wrong gear.
Yeah.
It's just okay. A reel that is best as an artificial casting reel.
Yes.
Clearly, you fly lined with it, and you caught yourself a nice tuna. So, I mean, clearly it did the job for you just fine. But its main duty is tying on a surface iron, a popper, a lure, a stick bait, and firing that
thing.
Yeah,
I got faith in all that. The threw great. It brought the fish
right
in great.
On.
But that thing scared the heck out of me. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Nice
all right, Peter.
Congrats
thanks
on your fish.
Coming to North County 4. John from Escondido is next up. Thanks, John, for coming down to North County Ford. Appreciate that very much. Nice crowd here this morning. A lot of North Countyites, for sure.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Got to give kudos to the Ford dealership, right? 2011, I bought my F-350 here. You know, came in middle of the week, let them know what I wanted, and I was specific. Came in on Saturday, they had it for me. Great service department. They've
That's
always
sweet.
Taken really good care of it. But I got to go fishing this past week on a 3-day on the Queen. We left on Sunday, went out towards the 43, and got some of the smaller grade fish. We fished there Sunday and Monday, and then they're like, you know what? We're going to go up towards San Clemente. There looked like there might be some bigger fish up there, and oh, my God, were there ever.
That's cool.
Just the ocean was alive. We put 8 fish over 100 pounds. I got a 126.
Ooh.
Nice. They were even biting 100-pound on fly line.
Sweet.
You know, later in the day. But, sinker rig was 80 pounds and stuff. But a lot of fly line fish. And what a great trip.
You know, you talked about something there that is so important, and it's fishing tackle heavy enough to land those kinds of fish. And I certainly get it. It's a lot easier to preach it. It's a lot harder to be at the rail and have difficulty getting bites. But there's nothing that puts fish on the boat as good as big hooks and heavy line. You know, it's like the difference maker. And sometimes it's so smart to struggle through not getting bites, and instead of dropping to 40-pound, to fish 80-pound and 100-pound, because when you do hook those ones, they all come aboard.
I had the Tranx 400, and we were on an 8-day back in June. And everybody was fishing that 30-pound late in the day. And I got one of those freight trains that came by, and it was just ripping line, right? There was nothing you could do about it, you know. But, they preach fishing the appropriate stuff. Made all the difference in the world. I tried that new Seiko fluorocarbon.
Seiko Pro?
Yeah. And I had a couple where I was a little slow in setting the hook, right, because I wasn't sure if they got it, right? And it was a good 4 or 5 inches down inside the throat where my circle hook was. But I was able to land the fish. You know, you could feel that it got, a little marred or whatever. But it was, strong enough, but limble enough to, land the fish and get bit.
That's awesome, John.
Great. Sounds like a great trip, John.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thanks
yeah.
for the report.
Yeah, thanks
for
going.
Coming down to North County Ford. Appreciate that. Don came down from Woodland Hills. Long drive for Don, but he came down to support the show. And we sure appreciate that. Always one of our regular callers, and always nice to see the face of Don.
Yeah, hey, well,
there he is behind
is
the mask.
Face.
Of course, we are requiring masks, so make sure you bring your mask when you come down to North County Ford.
What's up, Don?
Good morning, gang. Thanks
morning.
For the show here in town. It's actually down where my mom lives, so I get to visit with her this
perfect.
Time.
All right. Perfect. All right.
So, Ken, last year, or the last show that you were on, you gave me some really good information about how to maintain my Talica.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, I've got a 10,000 Saragossa. How do I need to maintain that? And what do you do? What's different about repairing or, you know, cleaning a Saragossa spinning reel versus a conventional?
Well, the process is the same. If after you rinse the reel off, as it dries, keep it moving. Because it's got the same, there's bearings in it, just like in a conventional reel. And not, if you just let them sit and let that salt that's in the reel that you can't wash out, if you let it do its thing, it'll get every single bearing. It's inevitable. So, but if you keep moving it, if you keep moving it a few days, for several days, allowing time for it to dry out on the inside the reel, it's amazing the difference.
I really noticed the difference. You know, I did what you said, you know, every day for a week. I went in and just gave it a couple of turns, all my Italicas.
Magic.
And then 6 months later when it's time to check them out and change line, et cetera, nice and smooth.
Yeah.
Everything's perfect.
And what's that do, Ken?
Well, the salt, so we can rinse, you can rinse your reels off all you want after you're fishing, but the salt that gets inside the reel that you can't rinse out, as it dries, it grips. As it dries, it begins its damage, and it never stops. Especially if you just let everything sit, it just it gets a grip on everything and holds it.
Okay.
But if you leave them out where you're going to walk by your reels for the next several days after you've cleaned them up, and just pick them up. If it levers, lever it. If it turns, turn it, and that keeps the salt from getting a grip as it dries on the interior of the reel.
And all right.
It's amazing the difference.
Now,
if you want to try, if you don't mind, set one out and don't touch it, and set one out and move it.
And it'll make that much difference.
And give them a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So
you can do your own little test.
Once you start using it again, is it going to free up or not necessarily?
If it's allowed to sit for enough time and it gets a hold of a bearing, it can completely not let that bearing function any longer. So, but if you keep it moving, bless you.
when it comes to reel repair and things like that, we always see there's lots of different products out there, and there's oils, and there's lightweight, and there's grease, and there's all kinds of things. What's when it comes down to it, what's best for the reels? Where do you mix the performance versus the product, and how does that all kind of shake out?
Unless you're going to take your reels apart, freshwater is, there's nothing in freshwater or a reel that freshwater is going to hurt. So freshwater is the best thing.
Day number one.
Period. Freshwater. So try to rinse that reel off. I don't mean take it in the shower with you. We suggest just a spray bottle and spray the salt off at the outside of the reel. The only thing you can really maintain on the outside of the reel is your clamp set and your handle without getting into the reel. So there's a product, it's called BoShield T9. It's made by Boeing Aircraft. After you've cleaned your reel up and dried it off, I like taking that BoShield and just give it a shot on either side of the reel, just either side plate, and then take a toothbrush and scrub it around everything, especially if there's a couple different metals. The clamp set's a perfect example. Your clamps always, if left alone, you can rinse them, but they start turning white.
Mm-hmm.
That T9 has some wax in it, and it's made by Boeing Aircraft, so it's four aluminum. They got some R&D money behind them.
Yeah, a little bit.
And that stuff works really good. So that takes care, and then polish it up, set it where you're going to walk by it, move it for a week or so, and it'll be just like new.
Okay. So what about backing the drag off?
Backing the drag off. If you have a star drag reel, I'm glad you
asked
that.
Thanks, Don, for coming
down. Yeah,
great
question,
Don. Good
call.
Yeah, we see you started something here.
Yeah. So on a star drag reel, back your drag off.
Okay.
On a lever drag reel, you already have your drag preset with your lever drag. Leave that alone.
And the preset.
Preset, because it's going to be close to what you want the next time you go fish.
Okay.
And to disengage the drag, then just when you're done, put the lever in free spool, put the clicker on, and everything will be fine because you put it in free spool. There's no more pressure on the drag. What we see a lot of guys do is they keep backing off that preset knob till it falls and spits little parts all over the place.
So just back the lever off, and that'll back the drag off.
When you're in free spool, the drag is completely disengaged.
Yeah.
Put the clicker on so it doesn't get a fluffy, and you're good to go.
Okay, very good. All right, thanks. Steve Moat is here. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for coming down to North County Ford. Appreciate that very much.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Steve.
Steve brought rod. Rod and reel.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I brought this beautiful piece of equipment that I've had about 25 years. I originally bought it so my wife could bait fish for albacore back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She's a spin fisher. So my question is, I really enjoy this on the jig stick. Problem is, it's kind of like me. It's big and it's sexy, but it's not very muscular. Is there anything you can do to it to improve the drag pressure on this particular 700 TE Calcutta?
Unfortunately, that's... Well, we have drag material that's a little bit different than what it comes with, which is an improvement. But beyond that, there's not much. It's designed to fish, you know, through maybe 40-pound test. It's not.
Well, that's what it's got on at 40. Yeah. I think it makes about maybe 10 pounds of drag.
Yeah.
And I actually sent it back to Shimano and asked them to go through it. And they said, oh, yeah, we put new pinion and new bearings in it. It had never caught a fish when I sent it to them. So it was still the same when I got it back. I was just wondering if you had some magic.
We can improve
being Ken Custom.
We can improve any reel. Those reels are now's the time to go through it because parts are going away for that particular thing. So be careful with it out there. Don't break your lever or your star because there are no parts. In fact, I think Shimano won't even work on that any longer.
Yeah, it's been a few years since it was worked
so
on.
So, Steve, I have a suggestion for you. Give that reel to Rollo for the big, giant used tackle sale.
That's a great idea.
On Sunday, August 9th, and buy a Tranx 500 or 400. That would be a great... Take the tax deduction from Rollo and then buy the Tranx 400 or 500.
I thought 500. You knew me better than that. I'm cheap.
But anyway... I have one of those reels. They're great reels, but they just don't have that drag pressure, right,
no,
Ken?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
That's an awesome reel, but it's a larger version of a bass reel.
Right.
You know, and what you're trying to do is, when it was albacore fishing, perfect. But now that, you know, the 15-pound albacore has been replaced by a 75-pound bluefin, you don't want a larger version of a bass reel. You want something big handle, big gears, big guts.
Well,
preferably
my intention wasn't
a button.
To tuna with this at this point. This would be more like a yellowtail setup.
Yeah.
But a 15-pound yellowtail challenges this thing pretty well.
Sure.
Yep. All good.
Well, thanks for coming down, Steve. Appreciate that very much. And I mentioned the giant used tackle sale Sunday, August 9th, 1 week from tomorrow at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Starts at 1 o'clock. This is going to be a big one. There's going to be some amazing deals there. And
there might be a Calcutta 700.
Could be. Hey, you never know, right? But it all takes kids fishing.
Yep.
So all the tackle that a lot of the people that are here have donated over the years, over the last year, year and a half, this is the way that they're going to get money and raise the money. So Sunday, August 9th at Dana Landing starts at 1 o'clock, so you don't want to miss that next Sunday.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with more of your phone calls. We got more stand-up mic questions. Catch reports coming later in the show. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Lots of great fishing going on. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They always have their killer smoked and jerkied fish. They have spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. It's all available at their Liberty Station location, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Yeah, they've been busy over there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine?
Fish, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of boats out today, too, so it's a good time to go fishing.
No
good
doubt about it.
Good time to go catching, right?
Right.
Yeah, indeed. All right, next up is Dave from Anza. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, I got some for your Ford man here. Want you to know we have three Fords at our house. Got an F-350, an Explorer, and a Ranger, all great vehicles. My F-350, it's a crew cab, diesel, dually, long bed, 4x4. It's everything a guy could want in a truck. And I got a feature on that truck I bet you haven't seen before. I got a bumper sticker that says, I cross the Arctic Circle in Alaska. I pull a 31-foot fifth wheel, and two times I've pulled that fifth wheel up to Alaska and back. You know, there's some pretty harsh conditions up there, especially by the Arctic Circle. That truck has never missed a heartbeat. So my question for you is that I have that 7.3 diesel engine in mine, and when diesels come in here for service, just regular maintenance, how many miles have you seen on some of these diesel engines that are still out there getting the job done?
Oh, I mean, easily 500,000 each time I see it.
Half a million.
And well,
I'm just getting
That's a lot of miles. When customers come in as well, I mean, whenever they want to trade on the truck, if they're 500,000 miles, it's not because there's too many miles. It's because they want something newer. That's it.
Wow.
They're just ready for an upgrade.
Exactly, yeah. Those diesels last forever.
Boy, I'm ready to pull that fifth wheel up there a third time.
Yeah. What are you doing, slacker? Get on it.
Yeah.
Come on. How many miles are on yours now, Dave?
Only 335,000.
335,000.
I've never
only 300,000.
Yeah. I've never even added a quart of oil in between oil changes, pulling that fifth wheel up to Alaska. It's, you know, it's everything I could want in a truck.
Absolutely. That's pretty cool.
Sweet. Good testament.
All right,
there.
Dave, how's the casting contest going?
That was pretty competitive out there.
Yeah, it's a long cast today.
It is. No fours yet.
Yeah, okay. All right. Very good. Well, thanks, Dave. Appreciate
thanks,
you
Dave.
Coming down. Is Wayne around? Wayne, there's Wayne. Wayne from CCA is here, and we want to thank Chris and Wayne both for coming down and helping us out. And
Wayne, a special thanks.
We got a special thanks. This beautiful tent that he put up here is saving our eyes, for sure.
Absolutely. Every year we come out here and do this, and every year we bake.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we brought the tents, and I'm glad you guys could use them.
Thanks,
thank you
buddy.
Very much.
Hey, so a couple things. Every year we keep coming out here for the last few years talking about 1387, the 12-month license bill, and I hate to tell it, but it got killed again this year.
Did it really?
We actually got the Department of Fish and Wildlife to back us on it this year because it ties in to the R3 program, which is to recruit, retain, and reactivate members. In other words, everything we can do to get more people in our outdoor recreation, right, to participate in hunting and fishing. And we finally got them to participate on it and back it up. We got the Secretary of the Natural Resources Department, Secretary Crowfoot, to actually do a seminar on it. And then they killed the bill this year, saying it was COVID-related. It wasn't one of the bills that met the minimum standard of COVID, homelessness, or fire. So they killed it.
Wow.
Unfortunately, but we got the bill sponsored to be able to tell us right now that he's going to put it back in. We believe that it'll get through next year.
Cool.
Because we have all the support, it'll tie into everything that we're doing. It'll give them time to get the licensing system up to speed so that we can have the renewable right there on board, and it'll be automatic. So if they get the system on board, we get the legislation through, we'll be good. So that's what we're going to work on. On the other side is the AB 3030.
Big week this week, right?
Which is coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We finally are at the point where it's going to the Senate committee. We have momentum going into this thing. Cross your fingers, knock wood. We have been doing everything we can to get the word out, and thank you to all the listeners, all the tackle stores, manufacturers, all the, like, Let's Talk Hookup, everybody who came out and supported us and helped us get the word out, because that pressure is working. All of those senators on that committee are calling us and talking to us because of our pressure.
That's great. They never
expected us to come out this hard on this.
Yeah.
And they understand why we're upset. It's not about biodiversity. We are all about biodiversity and conservation. We're against being alienated from use.
Yes.
We're not the harmful agent here.
Right.
We're not the one
taking yet another 30% of land and sea.
We don't know. The problem is the bill is so vague, it doesn't answer basic questions of legislation.
Right.
It doesn't answer who, what, where, when, and how. You know, who's
it doesn't make any
thing?
Sense.
No. And it's unnecessary. We already have current regulations and rules here. We're one of the most regulated fisheries in the world.
How many areas, what percentage of the areas are closed because of the MPAs?
The MPAs represent 16% of the ocean waters.
But it's all the prime spots.
It's 50% of our fishable waters.
50% of the
fishable. So if you think about, if they get to 30%, they're going to take every bit of our inshore water away from us.
Yeah.
That's the problem,
yeah.
And that's why we have to fight this.
So, and it the vote comes up on Wednesday.
It's coming up Wednesday in the Senate Committee of Natural Resources and Water.
And what could happen? What are the possibilities?
Could happen. They could pass it, and then it has to go on to appropriations, and then it'll have to go back to the full Senate and for a vote.
Well, let's just hope they kill it.
We're trying to get it killed right there in that committee.
Right there.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for all your hard work and efforts on this.
Thank you, guys.
You guys,
good job,
CCA
Wade.
Is
thanks,
our representative. Wade. If you're not a member of CCA, be sure to join CCA and be a part of it.
Yep, go to our website, ccacalifornia.org. There's still the petitions up there and the Write Your Senator campaigns up there. So go up there and help us out, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Wayne. Thanks for all your hard work. Chris, come on up. Chris from CCA is the assistant director with Wayne and helping out. And Chris has coerced me into being on Facebook this Thursday. Tell us about what are we doing, Chris?
How are you guys doing? So every Thursday on Facebook, we have virtual seminars with special guests. We've had Mr. Kevin Nakata, we've had Jeff Mariani, we've had all sorts of guests. So this Thursday, we actually have Mr. Pete Gray, 5 p.m. on Facebook. So everyone, please log on to Facebook, 5 p.m. All you have to do is go to our CCA Facebook page, and then we'll go live
CCA
right there.
CCA California.
Correct, CCA
okay.
California. And we'll go live right at 5 p.m., and you have your opportunity to ask Pete, any question you'd like.
That's scary.
Oh,
that's
all right.
Scary.
Sign me up.
That's really scary.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared about that, but it's going to be fun.
Oh,
and
totally.
It'll be fun joining in. We can talk about CCA. We can talk about Let's Talk Hookup. We can talk Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about it.
So. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Well, Chris, you've been doing a great job with those Facebooks, and that's every Thursday you get a special guest.
Every Thursday at 5 p.m. We've got some pretty good guests lined up as well in August and September, too. So.
All right. So we've talked hook up this this Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m.
Yep.
On the CCA Facebook page.
Yep. We'll see you guys there.
All right. Thanks.
Good job, Chris.
Appreciate that very much. Dave from Encinitas is here. Dave, thanks for joining us. At North County Ford. Appreciate that. Stepping up to the mic here. In the meantime, if you want to join us on the phone, 833-288-0973. Lines are open, and Adam in the studio there is taking your calls.
What's up, Dave?
Good morning, guys. Dave. As always, another great show you guys are putting on at a Ford dealership with all the prizes and the food and everything you guys do. So I want to say thank you for all the things that you guys do with the live broadcast. And additionally,
thanks to the Cowboy for bringing the donuts.
Yeah,
Cowboy's
job,
the guy
Cowboy.
That did that. Yeah, great to have the Cowboy here today.
Additionally, now that we're in the peak of summer, what do you recommend for a sunscreen?
I'm sold on Sol. I love Sol. Now, there's some people that don't care for it, but Sol is one and done for me because I always forget during the day to reapply. My wife always goes, don't forget to reapply. With Sol, I do not reapply. I put it on in the morning. It's thick, and you got to rub it in, and it turns white. But when I use Sol, one and done, put it on in the morning, and I don't have to worry about it. Guys, what do you like? Ken?
I like the Surface product. Yeah. They make a dry touch.
What's it called?
Surface is the company. And they make a dry touch, either spray or lotion, but it is, like it says, you put it on and you don't have...
you don't have
it doesn't
residual.
Feel like you did anything.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's a lotion or a spray?
Lotion or a spray.
Or they have a bar, too. They have one that looks like a deodorant, so it's big, so it's not on your hands. You can kind of swipe it on that way.
All right.
It's pretty good stuff.
You can control where that goes.
Yeah. And you need to reapply or no?
Probably. You know, I mean, if you're fair-skinned, you're probably better to reapply.
Like Ricky,
and if you're
Ricky needs to reapply, right?
If you're a guy that's super tan, you probably don't need to worry about it. Yeah, exactly. I like that Neutrogena.
Don't forget when Neutrogena. No, that's don't forget when you go to Wyoming, you're closer to the sun, so you need to reapply there.
10,500, man. We're going to be right underneath it.
Yeah. Where can I pick up this all?
The Sol, I know they sell it at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. They have Sol. You can go to Sol.com. They have... SolSunGuard.com. But I know they have it at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Do you carry it at Ken's?
No, well, I have Surface.
You have Surface. And do you carry it at Fisherman's?
Same. We carry the Surface. We don't carry the Sol. We carry Surface, so we carry Alligator. Both two really good ones we're happy with, but we don't carry the Sol.
The Sol at Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Good
Thanks
luck,
very
Dave.
Much. All right. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and have, I believe it's Alan from Encinitas.
All right.
Alan's here.
Alan's making his way up from the back there.
Thanks for coming, Alan. Appreciate you joining us here at North County Ford in Vista. Always great to have you.
What's up, Alan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm a local teacher in fifth grade, so I want to start off by saying thanks to Friends of Rollo. I've taken five classes out on out of trips out of
Wow.
Oceanside.
Oh, that's rad.
And,
right on.
And it's been a once-in-a-lifetime experience for almost all my kids. Only a couple of them had ever been out on a boat before, and we've caught literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of fish on the boats out there.
That's
the
great.
Seasar and the Chewbacca, too. So
cool.
Thank you for all the work that you guys do with that. But my question is, I'm primarily a kayak fisherman, and I use conventional reels traditionally when I go out. But I want to switch over to maybe my level winds, my Lexa and Tranks. But I'm concerned about how would I take care of it before I go out and after I come in, because I'm a little worried about the price and doing damage with sand.
That's a great question.
Unfortunately, there's no real good answer. If you're fishing in a kayak, you're living in the water. So they're going to take a beating on that. The sand is only because you had a mishap. But the salt water, like I said earlier, if you rinse it
afterwards
and keep it moving for in between trips, that's the best you can do. On some of those reels, depending on what it is, a lot of the left side plates will click and open up, and you can remove the spool and service the spool bearings quick and easy. Keep a little bit of oil on them, at least get the salt off of them, and maintain it that way. But if it doesn't have a left side plate that clicks open, you have to take the reel apart to really do anything more than that.
But what about
fresh,
the level one?
Fresh flatter.
The actual
it, yeah, the worm gear and
yeah,
what
the worm
you
gear
see
mean,
there.
Yeah.
You can keep a drop of oil in there, work it back and forth. Just don't overdo it on it.
Okay.
Depending on the reel, again, it may, if you use grease, you may take some performance away because some of them disengage when you cast. Some of them keep moving when you cast.
What kind of oil, Ken?
Any quality light oil.
So would that BowShield T9 work?
No, the BowShield has too much wax.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So you would get a buildup. It would work, but you get a buildup. You'd have to kind of clean it, clean the wax back off.
Yeah.
But it would protect it. Just got to, depending on your reel, if the line guide stays still when you cast, you can pretty much protect those really well. But if it moves when you cast, it needs to move freely or you're going to take your cast out of or slow your cast down.
Great, so, Alan. Thanks for coming down to North County Ford. Appreciate that very much.
And
thank you.
When we come back, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got a catch report coming up and a lot more of your stand-up mic questions, including more of your phone calls. If you want to get through, open line right now, 833-288-0973. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way live at North County Ford on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, this is Kirby Yates from San Diego Padres. The Padres play here.
Kirby comes at Steve, right three call.
On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. April. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.